And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a pause in their war in Gaza and the release of all hostages. President Trump today.
Something that nobody thought was possible, and we're going to end up having peace in the Middle East. Who would have thought?
At the UN, Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
For Israelis and Palestinians alike, this deal offers a glimmer of relief. And that glimmer must become the dawn of peace, the beginning of the end of this devastating war.
Reporter Marbert Berger in Jerusalem.
There's relief on the Palestinian side and some celebrations, but it's pretty subdued because even though people in Gaza are very happy to see an end to this war, to be honest, they don't really have a whole lot to look forward to. Gaza has been completely destroyed, and most people's homes have been destroyed. It's going to take years and years just to rebuild.
In Washington, votes failed again today in the Senate to end the government shutdown. Troops will soon miss their first paycheck. The Senate could move to pay them separately, but Torian Small reports the House Speaker now says that's a non-starter.
Earlier in the week, we heard from Speaker Johnson. He said that he would be open to entertaining that idea. Just yesterday, a complete 180 on that, saying that Democrats had the opportunity to pay military members during the Clean CR bill that passed the House a couple of weeks ago. They passed on that, so he says he's not willing to give them what he's calling a show vote on just military pay.
And it's not just the military. Lee Sinclair is with the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank in Charlottesville, Virginia.
There are about 7,000 jobs that are tied to or influenced by these federal shutdowns. For those people, they're living in a state of uncertainty right now and trying to figure out what they're going to do.
There were court hearings today over National Guard deployments in Portland and Chicago. CBS's Nicole Skanga was following.
In the case of Oregon, the court's going to decide whether the National Guard can be temporarily deployed to Portland as this issue of emergency powers really plays out in the courts over the next few weeks and months. And we're waiting on a similar ruling in Chicago to determine whether National Guard forces stay deployed or are blocked. And we know there are already 200 Texas National Guard troops on the ground, and there are 300 Illinois National Guard being mustered right now.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said today the feds are looking at more buildings to purchase in each city and are prepared to double down. On Wall Street today, stocks finished lower. The Dow Jones Industrial is off 243 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A final time in the friendly confines. Tonight will be the last time in 2025 the Brewers and Cubs will play in Chicago. You may want to get a nap in. First pitch isn't until 8:08. The Cubs eked out a 4-3 win in Game 3, but the Brewers still lead the series 2-1. If the Cubs do win, a deciding Game 5 is scheduled for Saturday afternoon back in Milwaukee. WRJN will switch over to pregame at 7:30. Quarry Lake Park is back open in Racine County, but only if you're there to fish. Officials reopened the park this week after months of construction to make it safer, more accessible, and more eco-friendly. Swimming and beach use will stay off limits until next year when lake levels are expected to return to normal. The park was shut down earlier this year after low water exposed a hidden steep drop-off near the shore. A week later, and Ascension, Wisconsin remains out of network for United Healthcare. A contract expired, leaving thousands to decide between switching providers or paying more. The companies say they're still negotiating but have yet to reach a deal. Racine County will review its $252 million budget over 3 days next week, with a public hearing set for October 23rd. Leaders say a new sales tax will curb property tax increases while funding needs like behavioral health, parks, and facilities. Microsoft canceled plans for a Caledonia data center after local opposition, but they say they still hope to build somewhere else in Racine County. The company says they'll work with officials to find a suitable site. Microsoft projects in Mount Pleasant and Kenosha are continuing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game 4 more Cubs and Brewers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, there will be a game four tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive on the brink of elimination. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A south to southeast breeze will be light and highs in the lower 60s. Clouds thicken up tonight. We'll see some showers late tonight as lows drop back into the upper 40s. That rain chance continues Friday. It's 60 at our studios.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old.
And timely hits on WRJN. Hey, just after 4 o'clock now, Chris Morrow in for Kurt Vollman. Turned out to be a beautiful day today. Love the sunshine, love the crisp fall temperatures, love the timeless hits. Stevie Wonder, WRJN.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. Once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before.
know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Time for his fancy clothes. And he liked to wear his diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental. He got a Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe.
Going to the north side of Chicago tonight for Brewer baseball, game four of the NLDS, Brewers and Cubs. 7:30 is the pregame, 8:08 a late first pitch tonight. Brewers trying to lock in the series and send the Cubs home or let them stay home from Wrigley Field tonight. Brewer baseball all season, and hopefully as we continue with the season, brought to you in part by Lee's Deli, the Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, the Lanes on 20, and more. The entire schedule, well, the entire schedule boils down to tonight. Let's end it here and move on to the NLCS next week. Good luck, Brewers, here on WRJN.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax title license and doc fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Love those harmonies from the late 50s. The Platters. And Chris Morrow in for Kurt Vollman. Kurt back from vacation tomorrow afternoon at 2 on WRJN.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life. No time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. I told him I'm in no hurry, but if I
J.J. Jackson on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Chris Morrow in for Kurt Vollman. We're so focused on baseball this week with the NLDS hopefully wrapping up tonight. Can't forget about football either. Packers back on Sunday afternoon. Pre-game is at 1 o'clock. Kickoff at 3:15 against the Bengals. Packer football is sponsored locally by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, Lee's Deli, the Main Street Bakery, Papa John's, Royal Construction LLC, and the Lanes on 20, along with Anton Painting and Jeff Costanzo LLC Home Improvement and Vessel Services, too. The full Packer schedule is online, as always, at WRJN.com. Check in with Stuart. Time for news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Quarry Lake Park is back open in Racine County, but only if you're there to fish. Officials reopened the park this week after months of construction to make it safer, more accessible, and more eco-friendly. Swimming and beach use will stay off limits until next year when lake levels are expected to return to normal. The park was shut down earlier this year after low water exposed a hidden steep drop-off near the shore. Enhancements include new paths, green infrastructure, and a safer shoreline design. For now, visitors can cast a line but should avoid the newly seeded grass. A 66-year-old Caledonia man could spend more than a decade behind bars after being charged with his eighth OWI. Ryan Reed was arrested by Racine County Sheriff's deputies after allegedly driving drunk early Sunday morning and not having an ignition interlock device as required by law. An employee at the Pilot gas station near the interstate called police to report a possibly impaired driver. The latest arrest brings serious penalties. For an eighth offense, state law calls for up to 12 and a half years in prison. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is looking for some help. They need folks to help honor a U.S. Army veteran who has no known family. A military funeral with full honors will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove. Everyone's invited to attend. No RSVP is needed. The service will take place at the South Committal Shelter. Organizers say it's a simple way to show respect for someone who served our country and to ensure no veteran is forgotten. A final time in the friendly confines. Tonight will be the last time in 2025 the Brewers and Cubs will play in Chicago. You may want to get a nap in. First pitch isn't until 8:08. The Cubs eked out a 4-3 win in Game 3, but the Brewers still lead the series 2-1. If the Cubs do win, a deciding Game 5 is scheduled for Saturday afternoon back in Milwaukee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A south-to-southeast breeze will be light and highs of the lower 60s. Clouds thicken up tonight. We'll see some showers late tonight as lows drop back into the upper 40s. That rain chance continues Friday. It's 60 at our studios.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you.
walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. To an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see.
I've seen James Taylor maybe five or six times over the years. That song, when he does it live, always chokes me up. It's Fire and Rain from JT on WRJN. Your home for local news and timeless hits. Kurt Vollman off one more day today. I'm going to try to fill his shoes. He's back tomorrow on WRJN. Timeless hits on WRJN just after 5 o'clock. Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion. Today we're featuring the year 1972. When you hear the class reunion, it's brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call
262-206-3168. Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. No tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love. Get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah.
mine.
Timeless hits on WRJN at the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow between 6 and 9. Don's lineup of regular Friday morning guests includes Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Dick Graceffa talks about our Friday night high school football game of the week, and Mike Clemens is here to talk about the Brewers game tonight and whatever may lie ahead for the Brewers. It's all tomorrow morning between 6 and 9. The Don Rosen Morning Show, now brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. Don Rosen, tomorrow, 6 to 9 on WRJN.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
your crew's got to power through the postseason. Fuel up right now at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. From your favorite energy drinks, sodas, and adult beverages to a massive lineup of snacks, Studebaker's has everything you need to crush those game day cravings. Need it in a flash? Hit the lightning fast drive-thru and stock up without ever leaving your car. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, the all-stars of selection, service, and convenience. Find them at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WRJN. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight, or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short, and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. So
news, timely hits on WRJN. In fact, news coming up next at 5 o'clock. Stuart J. Waddles with the local stuff. CBS will fill us in nationally and worldwide. Then, of course, the 5 o'clock class reunion follows. This year, 1972.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Your mind.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Breaking news at this hour, a grand jury has indicted New York Attorney General Letitia James. This marks the second federal prosecution of one of President Trump's foes. It comes 2 weeks after a grand jury, also in Virginia, voted to indict former FBI Director James Comey. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
As you can imagine, the president is going to be thrilled to hear this because he has been pushing his Department of Justice to do exactly what they have done today.
There is a lot riding on the deal to win the war in Gaza, especially for the families of hostages, as Haley Ott reports from Hostage Square in Tel Aviv.
For pretty much the last 2 years, the families of the hostages and many Israelis have been turning out on the street, protesting, demanding that their government agree to some sort of deal to bring all the hostages home and to end the war in Gaza. And now